Books on Tape presents Jury Master by Robert Dugoni. Read by Robertson Dean. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing Grace, John Newton, 1779. Chapter 1. San Francisco. They shuffled into the courtroom like 12 of San Francisco's homeless, shoulders hunched and heads bowed, as if searching the sidewalk for spare change. David Sloan sat with his elbows propped on the stout oak table, hands forming a small pyramid with its apex at his lips. It gave the impression of a man in deep meditation, but Sloan was keenly aware of the jurors' every movement. The 7 men and 5 women returned to their designated places in the elevated mahogany jury box, bent to retrieve their notebooks from their padded chairs, and sat with chins tucked to their chests. When they lifted their heads, their gazes swept past Sloan to the distinguished gentleman sitting at the adjacent counsel's table, Kevin Steiner. A lack of eye contact from jurors could be an ominous sign for an attorney and his client. When they looked directly at the opposing counsel, it was a certain death knell. With each of Sloan's 14 consecutive trial victories and his growing notoriety, the plaintiffs' firms had rolled out progressively better trial lawyers to oppose him. None had been better than Kevin Steiner. One of the finest lawyers to ever grace a San Francisco courtroom, Steiner had a head of thinning silver hair, a smile that could melt butter, and oratory skills honed studying Shakespeare as a college thespian. His closing argument had been nothing short of brilliant. Despite Sloan...